How to tell that you are doing something wrong. Well, there's the obvious one. Number one, if you give a pet a mental command and it doesn't respond. Solution: go back to square one. Do your relaxation techniques and start with mental hugs. Two, be careful what you wish for. When you see your dog with your cat, you might think to yourself that they will run around chasing each other, causing havoc around the house, jumping on the furniture, etc. What happens next should come as no surprise, as this self-fulfilling prophecy comes to life in your living room. They picked up on your thoughts. Your thoughts can be commands for your pets, so be careful what you think. By the way, this works the same way with small children. If you think to yourself, "I hope she doesn't touch this crystal vase," the next thing you know, your child's thinking, "Let me touch this vase." Here's another example. When you're afraid of a dog and you picture the attacking dog in your head, the dog will think, "Oh, that's what you want me to do? No problem." And, depending on its aggression level, the dog will try to follow your command. Instead, take a deep breath and relax. We tend to stop breathing when we're in fear. Then, think to the dog, "What a good dog you are. I respect you, and I want you to respect me. You're such a nice dog." How to tell that you are doing something right. If you're getting unexpected answers or messages, definitely not from you, it's in all likelihood from your pet. If your pet actually follows your commands. Or if the voice you hear is not yours, then you know that your pet is talking to you.